Dictation.
Any human language is a product of cultural exchange. People often borrow a foreign word to describe something from a different culture, rather than inventing a new word for it. For example, Japanese people use English words like chat and tweet without translating them into Japanese. The same is true of English. Names of food, such as sushi, Japanese, taco, Spanish, hamburger, German, pizza, Italian, and lemon, Arabic, are all part of English today. Historically speaking, English is a language of several different origins. One study shows that about 40% of the very basic 1,000 words were borrowed from foreign languages, such as Greek, Latin, and French. For example, the word people has its origin in the Latin word populus. The word school comes from Greek skol, which means time for study. Some common words, such as aunt, uncle, nephew, and niece, were also borrowed from French. If we look into the 20,000 words that are used the most, the percentage of borrowed words goes up to more than 70%, as shown in the graph here. You should know that stadium means a large building for sports, such as baseball and soccer. But do you know where this word comes from? The answer is the Greek word stadion. It was a unit of length in ancient Greece, and it is about 180 meters. At the ancient Olympic Games, a running race was held for the distance of one stadion. So, they also called the place stadion. In this way, borrowed words are sometimes used differently from the original meaning. Actually, a country's history is sometimes reflected in borrowed words. Foreign words have often been introduced after the country was occupied by another country. A country also borrows foreign words when it learns new technologies from another country. Today, a lot of English words are used as borrowed words around the world due to the growing influence of the internet.